Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Last night we began our Easter journey by naming a quiet but powerful misconception that Easter is for perfect people. We discovered instead that Jesus gathers the imperfect, the anxious, the angry, the doubting, the unworthy, the ones who fail, and he set a place for each. Today, Good Friday brings us to the second misconception, that Jesus' death was a tragic accident, a political miscalculation, a betrayal gone wrong, a moment where events spiraled out of control, a disaster that God didn't see coming. Many people, even Christians, carry this misconception without realizing it. We imagine Jesus as a victim of circumstance, swept away by forces too strong for him. But the scriptures tell a different story, a deliberate story, a chosen story, a story of love that walked straight into suffering with eyes wide open. Today we walk through that story, slowly, reverently, and we will hear a refrain spoken again and again. This was not an accident. This was love on purpose. Good Friday is not a single moment. It's a timeline, a sequence of events stretching back through the prophets, through the Psalms, to the very first promises of God to humanity. At every point along the timeline, we see the same truth. Jesus was not caught. Jesus was not trapped. Jesus was not surprised. Jesus chose this. Let's walk through four moments, four scenes where the misconception breaks open and truth shines in. The first moment is the betrayal. We often imagine betrayal as something that happens behind someone's back, a secret, a shock, a sudden wound. But Jesus wasn't blindsided. At the table the night before he died, he said, "One of you will betray me." He knew. He knew the heart of Judas. He knew the plan forming in the shadows. He knew that the price had to be paid. 30 pieces of silver, the cost of a slave. And yet still he washed Judas's feet. Still he offered him bread. Still he called him friend in the garden. Who does that? Who loves like that? Who walks towards betrayal instead of away from it? Only someone who is not a victim of betrayal, but the author of a larger story. This was not an accident. This was love on purpose. The second moment is the arrest. In the garden, soldiers arrive with torches and weapons. It looks like Jesus is outnumbered, overpowered, trapped. But listen to his words. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord. When Peter draws a sword, Jesus stops him and says, "Do you not think I could call on my Father and he would send 12 legions of angels?" A legion is 6,000 soldiers. 12 legions is 72,000 angels. Jesus is not overpowered. He is not cornered. He is not helpless. He is choosing not to resist. He is choosing the path of suffering. He is choosing the cup placed before him. He is choosing us. This was not an accident. This was love on purpose. The third moment is the trial. Jesus stands before Pilate, the most powerful man in Judea. Pilate questions him, accuses him, and presses him. And Jesus says almost nothing. This silence is not weakness. It's not confusion. It's not fear. It is fulfillment. Isaiah had written centuries earlier, "He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, he was silent." Jesus' silence was the silence of a lamb, of the lamb, the silence of surrender, the silence of love that refuses to defend itself. He could have argued. He could have explained. He could have exposed the lies. He could have demanded justice. But he chose silence because he wasn't trying to escape the cross. He was walking towards it. This was not an accident. This was love on purpose. The final moment is the cross itself. Crucifixion was designed to humiliate, torture, and erase the person from history. It was Rome's way of saying, "You are nothing. You are defeated. You are forgotten." But Jesus transforms the cross. He doesn't stumble into it. He embraces it. He carries it. He speaks from it as his podium. He forgives people from it. He loves us from it. He turns an instrument of death and torture into a throne of mercy. He turns a place of shame into a place of glory. He turns a symbol of defeat into the victory of God. And when he finally cries out, "It is finished," he is not saying, "I am finished." He is saying the mission is complete. The purpose is fulfilled. The love is accomplished. This was not an accident. This was love on purpose. So what was the purpose? Why did Jesus have to go to the cross? Why did he choose to suffer and die that way? Why would he choose this path? Why would he walk into betrayal, arrest, silence, and death? Because love always moves toward the beloved. Because love always pays the cost. Because love always goes first. The cross is not a divine failure. It is divine intention. The cross is not God losing control. It is God taking control. The cross is not a tragic ending. It's the beginning of a new creation. The cross is not an accident. It is the centre of God's plan to rescue the world. And it's the centre of God's plan to rescue you. Good Friday is not just a historical event. It is a personal invitation. Jesus didn't just die in general. He died for you. He didn't love humanity in the abstract. He loved you in particular. He didn't carry a theoretical cross. He carried yours. He didn't bear generic sin. He bore your sin and failing. He didn't speak forgiveness into the air. He spoke it over you. And today he whispers to us again. This was not an accident. This is love on purpose. So let's name the misconception clearly. Jesus' death was a tragic accident. No. Jesus' death was a deliberate act of love. A chosen act. A purposeful act. A saving act. Jesus is not the victim of history, the biggest failure in the history of humanity. Jesus is the author of salvation. He was not swept away by the events. He was steering them. He was not defeated by the cross. He was victorious through it. And now we come to the part that matters most. If the cross is intentional, then so is your salvation. If the cross is chosen, then so is your forgiveness. If the cross has a purpose, then so does your life. You are not an accident. Your story is not an accident. Your presence here today is not an accident. You are here today because love, Jesus' love, has been pursuing you, calling you, drawing you, and holding you on purpose. As we move through the readings, the prayers, and the silence, you will hear the voice again of Jesus. The cross is not an accident. The cross is love on purpose, and it is for you. Let those words settle in your bones. Let them rewrite the misconceptions. Let them shape how you see the cross, not as a tragedy, but as the clearest picture of God's heart. A heart that chooses you. A heart that suffers for you. A heart that dies for you, that goes through hell for you. A heart that saves you. On purpose, for real. today. That is very good news. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus unto life eternal.